If you thought you had to travel far to savor the pad thai of Bangkok, or to taste the pastries of Paris, take another look. With 2x total points at grocery stores, your same kitchen can come with more cuisines. Sapphire Preferred from Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Valid up to $1,000 in purchases per month from November 1st, 2020 to April 30th, 2021. Account subject to credit approval. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA, member FDIC.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hinda, but a minute, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? Podcasting, chill, and cat baby, road to 50,000K. Do you guys care about numbers as much as I do?
We do.
Can, as she drinks her coffee, not in
space.
Excuse me.
Do you care for numbers?
What's your, like, what number do you want the podcast to, like, reach?
Will yeah,
you
be proper, like 100. I want the plaque, man.
The plaque, man.
Yeah.
Don't you get a half plaque at 50K, these fuckers?
Nothing, what's a half plaque?
Nothing. Money? They'll just send you an email. We congratulate you.
You're almost there.
For reaching 50.
Nah, I just want 50, man. 50 sounds nice, bro.
Oh, yeah, no, it sounds good.
And then after 100, I'm done. I don't care about numbers after 100.
Maybe me, oh. Come on.
Me, sir? Mm. No.
Are we
no.
reaching?
Ah, that's reaching, chief.
Okay.
So we have to interview, I don't know, who would have to interview for a million?
Donald Trump.
Some perhaps.
Beyonce.
As if Beyonce does interviews. Beyonce's a weird one, eh?
I think she's got her life and her career in the music space all figured out. She interviews when she wants to because there's a purpose for it and not just for the sake of doing it.
But her career is too calculated, man. It's like she's not human.
She stays exclusive.
Yeah. But like Rihanna's more relatable.
Yeah.
Nothing worth having comes easy.
Mm.
So she has put herself on that pedestal of worth having, so she shouldn't come easy, except when she's with Jay-Z.
And there's two people.
He becomes like a 1 minute man.
I was about to say, there's two people whose like fan base is crazy. I've never seen anything like that. It's Beyonce, the Beehive, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Aries. Hey, those fan bases are crazy.
Is it?
It's like a cult, bruh.
Wow.
You can't say anything wrong about Aries.
Mm.
I know.
Yeah. From experience.
Oh, you tried.
I was just saying what I feel, And they
the
came for
is
me.
You said what you feel.
Anyway, it's time for you guys to say what you feel. This is the part where we read comments and we just chat, chop it up. All right, I've got one. Lalumbe says, when you stop building yourself and start building your spouse, you tend to get entitled to your spouse's income because you think they owe you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That was from the comment when we were discussing
black coffee.
Yeah, basically breaking up and what do you take as a partner and what do you keep and what is it, half and half?
Yeah.
What mine is yours. Ogwami, ogwaku.
Spelele says, guys, I thought you were going to talk about Vusi Thembakwayo's rant as well.
What did he do? What did he say?
I have no
idea. How did he run?
He said we were not ready for freedom.
Really?
Oh, was it that clip that was floating?
Yes, and a whole lot of things on some like freedom came, politicians, sort of like he took it way back on some black people were not ready for freedom in this country. It came and we didn't know what to do with it. It's sort of like we enjoy the struggle of getting to somewhere, and once we get somewhere we're like, okay, cool, we've arrived, then what happens here?
Kind it's like us thing. When you get to 50K. Like,
oh,
okay, and then next? What?
And then what? We want million.
I feel in what he in his utterances.
That was reckless.
I feel he was fair on a lot of points. There are some points that were very valid.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
Was it not an issue of another thing where basically they just took a soundbite? The guy was like, yeah, South Africa was not ready for freedom. And
I listened to a lot.
Got offended.
So that's what I'm saying. Now
it's quite thorough. You get context to what he's saying.
From that, I think it's about a minute, 2 minutes. So it gives proper context. I think he was unfair in a lot of things. in what he says, because he's seemingly putting the blame on our doorstep, on some like, yo, you got the freedom, you've got the control of the country, then why the fuck didn't you make anything out of it? Mm-hmm. And it's not entirely that.
Because, that's true.
I think in one podcast episode long ago, I said that, I might not have said it, Hore, apartheid at its core was such a well-constructed, designed system that it did not only take away your freedom as like you can't go there, you can't swim here, you can't use this bus, but it also messed you up mentally. Mm. And it tore you down as a human being to think that you are less of a person.
Yeah.
And he mentions that what white people from back in the days, what they did was they only allowed one into the house. That's how the phrase a house nigger came about. Mm. So why is it that one person who goes into the house does not learn how the house operates,
mm-hmm.
teach others,
mm-hmm.
so that they can sort of like either build their own or take over the house?
Mm. Yes.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
That is a good point. However, there are places and measures that are there that make it very difficult, because
it also depends who you bring in to
yes,
the house.
You'll always bring in the weakest one.
Thank you.
Into the house.
Yep. That's the problem.
Ne? And you know, Hore, this one is not going to talk too much.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to do a lot. And you look at now, if honestly, I truly believe if we wanted to liberate ourselves as a people, then why is there a need that I should go as 50, 100 of us who are doing a blanket drive, are going to go and expose and drive our Porsches, our Ferraris, our Lamborghinis, and then just go to a community and give them blankets.
Blankets.
There's so much more that we can do exactly. out of that, as opposed
your
to...
Your Porsche can feed them for life.
Yeah. Like,
sell that shit if you really
no,
mean it.
But why do you have to feed them for life? Teach them how to feed themselves Give them tools that can help them feed themselves.
Yeah.
If I mean, we're crying that, yeah, no, we want the land back. We're going to get it and do what with it?
Yep.
Do we know what we're going to do with it?
Build graves.
At this rate?
You know? And we are so skilled in so many things. If we had to literally... And there's a people, I don't like segmenting people. There's a people that I actually love how they operate, and those are vendor people.
Yeah, ne? Yeah, bo, enda bar me.
A united class.
Yeah.
They're united people.
Yep.
Whether they're doing good or they're stealing VBS money, they do it together. You know, so it's those kind of things. If we worked, like, let's say we are friends from high school and there's 10 of us. One is an engineer, one is in IT, one is in construction, one is in PR, and one is not doing anything. We sit down and say, yo, what are the possibilities that we can start a consortium?
Yeah.
But how many times is that happening as well?
Lift your mic up. Sorry.
We do enough of that, though? That's my thing. I'm not disputing that those things are happening. However, I would rather somebody goes and... Now, I'm not condoning crime here. I would rather somebody goes and gets a tender, come shigi, and use that money to help uplift other people.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to Kitola tender, and then I'm going to go buy a house at Blue Valley, and then I'm going to buy a G63,
and look out for myself.
And what, and look out for myself. Yes.
But is it always only just about yourself? Remember that as a black person, you still have your family to take care. So it's just because I took care of my family. It's not enough in your eyes, Len. But what I did, I still bought my G63. I still bought a house in a waterfall estate, whatever. Like, got a house there. But I still have to take care of my family in KZN. Maybe I've built a double story. I bought my mom and dad a car and whatever. Put my brothers to school.
No, you know what it's like? It goes beyond family.
Okay.
I'll take it back to what I know, like DJing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Is that all you know?
Mina bengidlalela community. back in Venda.
Anyway, as you were.
When there's a party.
We're all DJs, right? And then the Omega, like the like you've made it, is playing in Ibiza, right? So you can either do one or two things. You can go play in Ibiza and come back and, hey, boy, Ibiza, yo, my man, it's crazy. Like, it's lit. This is what happens. Boom, boom, boom. Or you can say, guys, I got to Ibiza. Let's go. Together. Kaufel. And I think that's when, you know, as black people, we blame so many things, you know. Mm. Apartheid, we blame so many things.
No, apartheid we can blame.
Yeah, we can.
We have to.
But I'm saying, at what point do you then look at ourselves?
Yeah.
Because, like he's saying, in whatever position you put a black person in, they always want to be that black.
That's
got
what I'm
saying. The first whatever.
But
the
how
whatever.
Many times are we going to say that line when we see black people actually trying to bring other black people through? It may not be enough because as my, one black person...
It's Kanye, not you. Kanye Mbao,
yes. Okay.
Explained it best.
Yeah.
And she said that... what did she say, man? I'm forgetting now. Let me think about it. Boom, 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 boom. Continue talking. I'll think about it. She said...
Okay, I'll make an example now with a black coffee. He's a DJ, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he was playing in Ibiza and he's been out there. But he's brought some guys through. He's...
Fuck, it's going to eat my nuts, this thing.
Sure.
It won't take long.
Finished.
fuck, what did she say, man?
Look, it will come to you.
Yeah.
So, I hear what you're saying about black coffee, no? But at the
it
end
may not
the-
have been the whole industry, but there are those drifting.
Oh, yes.
I told you. It won't take long.
Finish chewing.
She was talking about like how black Twitter, like the frustrations and what happens on black Twitter is all mental. We have to fix our mental state because in what you are saying, I am black coffee, I'm trying to bring you along, you know? If your mental state is not ready as a black person to receive that, because what will happen is like, if he pulls you along, you're going to be like, black coffee can't be the only one who's playing midnight. Linda.
Thank you.
Yeah, Linda, I need to play at midnight so people can see me, so I can shine
as well.
Probably
he brought you in and said, okay, start off with opening for me.
Yes.
But you are feeling like, must I open for you?
Yeah,
why,
who the fuck are
why?
You?
Who the fuck are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, there are stages to this thing. Ne?
I'm Shimza. Let's unlock this thing.
There are stages to this thing. Right?
But Shimza is opening that site.
He used to open. Shimza used to open for MacGyver.
Look at him now. But mentality, what is like, fuck this nigga.
But he was a producer.
But I think, look, I think he understood the whole thing. Casper used to be featured on Double HP songs and all the other Morapa guys, Motuako guys, of their songs. Yeah. He was like, okay, my time will come. At some point, he was like, okay, cool. Let me go and do things my way. He did and he became successful.
But he's put on a lot of people.
Thank
who
you.
Cares?
Yes.
Yes. So what I'm saying...
He took a page out of WHP's
the same way he was also put on.
Guy. Yes.
But he was put on too,
see. Yes, so he's carrying it on.
So it may not be enough because you're thinking, why are all of us now, all from wherever he's from, let's say Northwest, are we all successful? But there is a group that he's put on and they will be like, yo...
But then there'll be that one artist, let's say he signs me, Mac G.
Okay.
Or Funzo, for example.
Okay.
That's my music
stage name.
Yeah. I got him, my producer's got my Dumani.
Oh.
Okay.
You've only got Temba.
I see his house. Mm. I see the lavish life he's living. And I'm like, nah, fuck that. This nigga, I want that as well.
Mm. See, that's the problem.
That's why it's all mental.
It's all mental.
At some point, we have to look within ourselves as black people.
Where do you think?
Then there's nothing wrong with just congratulating a person and saying, okay, teach me.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Let's
decide and move on. Sometimes we get greedy and we want, it's like, already, you know, or however. It's like, okay, I already want it as it is for you. It's like, let me learn and then we'll gradually get there.
Because you don't know what I've been through.
So
true.
I think the long and short of it is, ne, whatever industry you're in, you need to understand, in terms of the position that you are in life as a black person, you are either the ready to cook or ready to already made meals at Woolies, or you are the mealy meal in the field.
Or the
taxi rank. But we all aspiring to be the ready-made at Woolies. Mm. You can get there. At some point, Woolies never sold Archer, but they do. Mm. At some point, Woolies never sold one or two things, but they do. Why? Because gradually, things become in demand. So work towards a goal. And even in you working, from being a nobody, and now you're opening for Black Coffee, where you were, or the privileged position that you had, there's somebody who has nothing. Find that person and pull them to the position that you're leaving. Because when you leave it to go to the next one, you are going to vacate that space.
Mm. Bars. Mm. So imagine we had 10 Black Coffees.
Exactly. We would have how many...
Other up and comings.
And it's not only in music, in business, in all spheres of what we do. And giving somebody advice advice or knowledge, or just like, okay, cool, come here. It does not take a lot out of you. That person is not going to take bread out of your...
That's why the Black Friday views breaks my heart, man.
Exactly.
So much knowledge is dropped.
There.
But obviously people want to hear us talk about anal.
Mm.
Marriage.
Cheating. Yeah.
Threesomes.
Mm.
Is it an escape?
Because
we don't want to deal with the realities of life.
Mm. Okay, cool. We're 15 minutes in. Let's change subject. All right, cool. Lee B. Oh, yeah, you've got a comment, Ghost Lady.
I've got one.
All right, cool.
Jennifer Mande says, two family members were admitted to hospital because they had the COVID virus and they didn't make it. I somehow feel like hospitals make the virus worse because 7 other family members who had the virus are now doing fine. They didn't go to the hospital, but we kept on praying and just using ginger and home remedies. Many people are dying from this virus because of fear. I believe that God heals every disease, and he has proven it to us.
Hmm. Yeah. Hmm.
What did Len just read? Repeat.
A comment from Jennifer.
Repeat. What did Len just say?
Hey, I want to say something, but I don't think people are ready.
What do you want to say?
No, say it. Don't worry. We'll delete it if it's not. We'll edit. The lawyers will delete this.
What did you want to say?
No, there's so much fuckery. Where's God? Where's God? He heals. Okay, let him heal Corona.
What have you done?
How many diseases have been out there?
Where is he?
What have you done to his planet? I'm just asking a simple question.
Mm.
So it's okay for human beings to get away with shit. And when shit comes to them, it's like, where's God? For every action, there's a reaction. People were fucking around with animals and stacking them in a market where like 10,000 different breeds of animals are stacked over each other. Some of them are beaten up, they're bleeding, and.
What do you think will happen?
Are we supposed to be the smartest animals we supposedly were placed on this planet to be the smartest animals, but then we are taking advantage of that smartness.
And obviously, over the years, how many of these like viruses have happened? That we've literally, okay, yes, we're fine. But it's been the build-up.
You guys are making me feel bad. I feel like I need to do an all-night prayer.
You should.
After that statement.
You're making me feel
repent.
Bad.
Like,
look at it this way, ne? As human beings...
God is talking through us.
As human beings... we so fucked up. One, we kill ourselves, and we kill everything else that's below us. And even amongst ourselves, we divide ourselves so that others become on top and others become lesser of people. How are you going to help such a people?
And you know what, Ben? Another thing, sometimes you need to look further than just Corona. Corona has taught us so many things. It goes back to, it's like a lesson. we've had to restructure and rewire our own thinking. Like, we had these escapes and thought, okay, you can be all away the whole weekend, party, escape whatever, escape your family. But now you've been forced to stay home. You've been forced to stay indoors. It's like you have to start appreciating the little. So in some way or another, as much as it has been tough, but it has made us say you need to be appreciative of the little, the close people you have by your side.
Because when the world started, we had nothing. Even though we had everything, we had nothing. But we seemingly grew up to appreciate material shit.
Mm.
That people end up killing people for material things. It's like, hold up. Go back. Go back. Go back to the drawing board. Why are you here?
It's us, the poo.
Why are we here? Okay, let me read the next comment.
Very good.
We have a comment here from Dr. Bella McGee. Why do you have that nyobi showing on your hand? This was at 20 minutes, 28 seconds. Am I the only one who pays attention to detail?
What's that?
I keep thinking nyobi nyobi.
What's nyobi nyobi?
I don't know. Maybe you did this with your hand. I don't know.
For real?
I don't know.
My hands have a mind of their own. Disregard them.
They like fucking around.
Okay.
I got a Lynn appreciation comment. Guys, I repeat, the podcast needs Lynn. The fun fact about Lynn is that he grows on you. He's not the love at first sight kind of person. At first few episodes when the podcast started, I was like, oh, this guy is opinionated too much. But now I look for him first thing I click on the episode is the opinions are backed with research and informative. Keep up, King. Are they talking about the same Lynn? That we know.
Which one do you know?
Yeah.
Len deserves some appreciation. We're grateful for that because that doesn't come often, but yeah.
But I'm used to Len. I've known him for so long. Yeah. So I'm like, it's like Len being Len.
Yeah.
To me, it's nothing.
Okay, just give some Len, give Len some appreciation.
You're amazing.
Next.
Okay, do you have a comment there, Len?
No. Oh, shit. Yeah, comment. I
you're about to make it about himself.
No, I do. So Ayanda Gumete says, McGee's wrong about Donald Trump running for presidency as a PR stunt. The man wanted to be a president. You should watch Trump, An American Dream on Netflix.
Yeah, I watched that. I watched that.
And you still think?
You still believe
that he was shocked to be a president. He wasn't expecting it to be.
Nah, he wasn't.
No, being shocked is one thing.
Mm.
But him wanting to run for presidency, because you said you don't think he wanted to become a president.
I think for me, it's like being in a competition, like a pageant. You are here being a Miss World. You are there, Miss South Africa, you know. And then next minute, the next Miss World for 2020 is Miss South Africa. You know, the shock. It's not like the girl was like, I'm doing this for just...
It's like Date My Family. People go there to... push whatever agenda they want to push.
Not in Nigeria.
Have you seen that? Is it lit? For real, guys.
I don't watch Date My Family, no? But if anybody can direct me to where I can find Date My Family in Nigeria.
Showmates.
Boy. There's this one that I saw over the weekend. There's this guy who, he's like, the girls are like, dude, but you're like, you're angry. He's like, what you mean I'm angry, huh? What you mean I'm angry? So this girl is like, dog, I think like you are very aggressive.
Mm.
I'm going to leave. He's like, hey, you go eat your food.
Don't go.
You go eat your food.
Like it's aggression on another level then.
Yo!
I remember that one.
Dog, Date My Family Nigeria makes our Date My Family look like Mzansi Bioscope production.
Yeah, we are here begging for
love. Those niggas on. There was this other guy.
Look
they
at
come
you.
To him. They come to him. You know, the driver goes around and then he's either going to give you a bottle or they're going to be like, the girl is here. So they come to him and they give him a bottle. He's like, where's the girl now?
Yeah, the girl now.
You know, I don't want her anymore. She must leave. I don't want her anymore. Digmas Family Nigeria is lit, dog. Yo, it's lit.
Yeah, they don't like their cool. words there.
All right, cool. Let's do the last topic. I hardly ever
I've
comment.
Got one before you go there.
Yeah, yeah. Give
there
us,
was
give
one.
Us.
I think we're going one by one by one.
No,
from Pumi Sindane. And
show
says,
producer.
Yay, yay, yay. I'm telling you.
Tell them when I go lady.
Shut up, producers. Okay. Men love, women submit, I stand to be corrected. Ooh. Yeah.
That's the comment?
Yeah, that's the comment.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Remember from our conversation we had
who's
last
the,
week.
Who's the person?
Mpumi. Sindane.
Is it a girl or a guy?
It's a girl.
You know what's funny? Ne? I've noticed with a lot of what's happening these days in the world, there's a section of women who still believe that as a woman you need to submit. And there's the other bunch that's like, I'll do whatever comes my way. And then there's another batch that says, fuck that shit. So it all depends who you end up with and what the arrangement is.
That is true.
Yeah. Whatever he said.
What did I say?
What do you what kind of woman would you wanna be with?
I like
a woman who believes that submission is key.
No, those are boring, man.
Okay.
I like a woman who challenges me.
Who challenges you? Yes. To what extent though? What's
one
challenging?
Year, my guy.
Yeah. Is it to the extent that it's like, you know what, it's fair game and I'm swearing at you and I like.
No, a woman who's like challenging but not in a disrespectful manner.
Yeah.
Oh, now you believe that.
Oh. Huh?
Oh, wow.
Have I ever not?
No, you just said, what if she chooses to challenge you in a manner that she wants to challenge you in? Because you said here last week.
No, thank you.
Hey, my bad.
Hey, you were here and like, hey. You can talk. If you have a different opinion, you can address it however
you want.
Address it however you want.
I was trying to please the chillers.
No, they were not pleased.
Were they not pleased?
No.
For real?
Yes.
What did they say?
They said, you can disagree.
Yeah. Mm.
But disagree, disrespect. I mean, sorry, you must do so respectfully because the minute you disrespect, you've lost me.
Yeah.
Oh, they said that.
So if you come ranting and you are just talking anyhow, I can't hear you.
Yes.
So you need to also be mindful of how you talk and how you address.
Yeah. No, the chiller is always right. I agree. Like I was saying, that's what I was meant to say.
you just happen to mince your words. But it's okay, you are forgiven.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're about to say something?
No, I was saying, Jorge, it's a case of with the whole thing, like, you can come here and be like, yeah, no, Texas must put 15 people in. And then I'm like, no, MacGyver, but I don't think that's fair because there's a virus and what, and it can be contracted through a taxi and ventilation and it's winter now. And then you're like, my man, fuck you, my man. You don't know anything, my man. You're a dick, my man. Like, okay, cool.
We're no longer talking about taxis. Now we're arguing about me being a dick.
Exactly. Mm. So that is why when I spoke about Vusi earlier on, a lot of people were actually very insulting to him. Mm. But I just said, Jorge, yes, I hear what he says. However, I feel he was being unfair on 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm. And that's how you engage and that's how you speak to a person meaningfully.
Do you think Vusi does this intentionally?
What?
To evoke conversation.
Yeah.
Of maybe course.
Because he said before his clip, he's like, I know I'm going to ruffle a few feathers.
Definitely.
When I say this. But if you want to put your point across, why are you thinking about what the other people think already?
Maybe there was a bit of PR in what he did.
Mm.
And perhaps in his execution, and maybe in the space that he's in, the money games and whatever, I'm not in that space. Perhaps you need to tread very carefully in what you say and whose feathers you ruffle. And maybe that was just
a PSA.
I've never understood that saying. What does it mean to ruffle feathers, Val?
Because you know the statement that you're about.
That looks like something. Is that how rough you go in? Because I'm holding a chicken and I'm doing this to it. He's seeing something else.
What did you see, McGee? Talk to us.
What did you see?
I'll tell you off air.
Okay. It's okay, MacGyver. Mm. But yeah,
Oh, ruffling feathers. Oh, that's what it means. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. It's like
what resembles feathers for you?
The ones that you use to...
Earbuds.
Earbuds.
Oh, okay. Mm. So it's like shaking an earbud container. Why shake?
This is why I hate doing uncut. The grandeur is lit, bro. It's too much. It's too much.
I just wanted to understand.
I can't make sense.
Is it that rough? Wow. Okay.
But you know the process when you actually just, you know, you've got an earbud in your ear, you know the eyes that people make. In fact, maybe we should put a challenge. Yeah. You guys need to just.
Nah, I would probably try to keep a straight face. Because you're looking for that face, and I'm going to try by all means not to have that face.
So when you're ruffling feathers, the feathers are people.
Okay. So how do you ruffle them?
Yes. No, they resemble people.
When you ruffle feathers, ne,
it's an analogy.
It's like throwing a cat amongst the pigeons. What is a cat going to do with the pigeons?
Eat them all.
Well, some of them. It's going to like... Try, you're causing commotion. So when you're ruffling feathers, you're gonna alert. You're gonna alert people.
Have you seen like birds fighting? Like two birds fighting? It just becomes like a little war. Nyan.
Yeah. So when you ruffle feathers, it's like maybe you've got my chicken, and then you are.
Because you start seeing feathers fly.
And then I see it's feathers flying there. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with my chicken?
Yeah.
And then I come outside. So you.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. I see.
So it was
gonna. Okay.
It was a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when we start the podcast, we've got a PDA. PSA. Or a disclaimer on some like the views, blah, blah, blah. So when you say, I know I'm going to ruffle feathers. Yes, you're going to hit people where...
Like bring attention.
Yes. There's a statement you're about to make that you know that it's controversial.
Sure, we should say that every time before we go.
People are not ready to say, to hear such stuff. You know?
Are we been ruffling feathers, Moose?
Or then we'll just have a chicken and be like, we know we're going to do this.
This is the time to switch off. If you can't handle this,
or MacGyver can do his level, his version of ruffling feathers.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Well, one last comment because we're almost out of time. I gotta read this because it's a nice one. I hardly ever read comments on here, and neither do I comment. I think the last time I posted a comment was when the podcast was still small, doing 600 views. Yo, how is it done there?
You can't relate.
There's plenty we can ask.
But I'm happy with the growth, the traction, the numbers are really up now. Love it. And obviously, after this COVID mess, we're doing the usual party.
Of course.
Of course.
I think that's the one thing
I miss
hooking up with the chillers, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, we've got some of the craziest coolest chillers around.
Sorry, man. Sorry to interrupt you. But I took it for granted. Because I never thought, like, we'd run out of parties. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, the last one with Scoop.
Yes.
Do you know how many people came?
Mm. I heard it went on until like 12, ne?
Yeah. But that's the thing. People think this COVID is going to get over at some point.
Nah. Just got to wait for that. See, if vaccine comes through, maybe we'll deal with it better. But like,
do you think we'll ever party with a mask on? At least. That's the worst it can get to, guys. Forget about the touching. Don't worry. They've got taboo. They've installed sanitizers every corner, like every 2 meters, there's a sanitizer. All you just need to be there with a mask. Yeah? Is it that impossible to groove?
You know what? For now,
imagine Mqimbini is playing. Mqimbini, oh, hold on. Sanitizer.
They're gonna make a dance.
And you know South Africa can't.
My producer is waiting. Yeah. He's probably working on a sanitizer song.
Yo.
Or a wash your hands song.
Wash your
somewhere.
Hands.
Because I know. Did you hear he did a? Because I think I saw Bella one Chow. Of his two. Yeah, Bella Chow.
Mm.
Doesn't sound the same though. Not. Being when it's not done by the professor, and
those guys are crazy, man. Do you know if they had a podcast, they drop every day, every hour?
Yeah, I know.
The whole 24 hours.
Yeah, it'll be too much.
Is Scorpion King still happening on the 9th of August.
Nah, of course.
They've had to postpone. I'm sure they're going to postpone again. They can't.
Third postponement.
It was 2030, maybe.
It was April at first.
But that's, I wanted to say, everyone thinks this thing is going away. I think this is the new normal, man. I honestly do.
But how are going to be, how are going to, the events, guys?
Do you know what's funny?
Party guys, clubs, how are they going to make their money?
Can I just answer?
Yeah.
I think.
What did I do?
Producer.
What did I do?
Yeah.
No, the yeah was like, oh, what else can I say? Like, you know? No, you can't. Yeah.
Talent.
Yeah, the clubs will probably come back, but like 50 people at the same time.
Will that sustain a club?
Nope.
Aww.
Like, dude, this clubbing thing is gone for a while, bro.
And
gigs
it was also dying, kalogu, ne? When we were approaching the COVID thing. Going to the club was not as big as it used to be.
No, for you. No, for you. There was people there.
But there was a lot of places that were closing down.
Yeah, but that's because the clubbing business, perhaps, but festivals were like popping.
Did I talk about festivals or did I talk about clubs?
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, what I was saying is, there was, before we had the advancement in medical technology that we have now, there was the Spanish flu back then.
Yes.
That was doing something similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the world managed to get over it. Yes, there was a lot of casualties, but subsequent to that, the world got over it and it moved on. And at the time, I'm not sure if masks were being used, but I know social distancing was a big thing.
What do you think we'll be at this year, next time, 30-year anniversary? What's going to be happening in the world?
We will slowly come. We most likely will be getting closer to finding a vaccine.
Okay.
Depending on the mutation of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are certain aspects or there are certain parts of what we are used to that will not be available to us still.
Why do you disagree, Gosli?
I feel like Corona would be a thing of the past.
Why do you say that?
Would have moved on.
How?
It's either we would have found ways to just continue with life if it still does exist, or if it maybe has evolved into another disease, but there'll be other ways. Maybe, in fact, I'd like to believe there would be a vaccine by then.
But a vaccine doesn't mean it's accessible to everyone. Because people are still going to make money.
Of course. But it would have been treated like
a flu. But you see...
But life would have moved on.
The problem...
would be partying. I just don't know if it would be the same way as how we know, but life would have moved on. I don't think we'd be
And that's the danger. That's the danger I'm trying to allude to. The fact that we are all falling in this trap of things are going to go back to the same.
They're not. The normal has been shifted. I think the habits, our habits were killed, I think, within the first 2 months of not doing habit things.
That's
number
true.
One.
Number we were told two, 21 days. That's how we started this.
Number two, I'm just going to make a simple example. Ne? Shimza decides, I'm just going to continue with my lockdown house parties. You've got an option to get drunk as hell in your house.
Mm.
You don't have to drive anywhere.
Ruffle
you don't have
all the to feathers pay. You want.
You don't have to.
Beat a chicken.
You know,
fight a chicken.
And you don't have to get into an Uber that you're going to pay for or be the idiot that takes the risk of driving to the club and being drunk. All you got to do is do it while you're at home. Do you really think people are going to really go? Like, yes, if tomorrow the president says, yo, I'm opening the country. Yeah, people are going to go to Groove just because they miss it. But I promise you, within the 2-3 weeks, they're going to be like, actually, but like, bank rent and clean, yes?
Yeah, save so much money.
Bank rent and clean. Restaurant as well. People have learned how to restaurant in their own house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why people are cooking now?
Yeah, people are cooking like the craziest meals ever.
But what if you think, I totally agree with what you were saying. But remember that human interaction has always been vital. People need that.
In the old world.
So I'm just saying.
In the old world.
In the old world. In the new world, they will still promote human interaction, but just try to accommodate the fact that now people want their space. People want to be out there, but they need to feel safe. So what if clubs say, okay, you know what? We'll go for the 50. Like register
50 people. Yeah,
50
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Register. It's a registration. If you want to come in, there's DJ so and so. In the DJ booth, it's all like closed up.
Let's hear Thabang. I want to hear what Thabang thinks.
Well, okay.
What do you think, Thabang?
I think it's not sustainable.
What do you think, Thabang?
About the party scene.
Yeah, next year this time, where do you think we're going to be at?
I think the country is going to be open again. I genuinely believe so.
And we're going to go back to everything that we're doing.
Not the normal way. Not the way we did things in the past like 4 months ago. But it's going to be a new normal, but the country is going to be open.
And you decide what you want to do?
Not really. Like, for instance, the clubs. I think it's going to be like free for all. I believe like the country is going to open again.
You know the irony about it is at some point walking around naked was a normal thing. And then we wore clothes.
Yeah.
And wearing clothes was normal. I think wearing a mask for some time is going to be a normal.
Yeah, of course. The mind is a sponge.
No, not like mentally, but because the shit is still going to be around.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, we're out of time. We're 10 minutes out of time.
Yes, we're 10 minutes. What I wanted to say actually in what Ghost Lady was saying is that the reason why I think we might not necessarily be normal next year is that now we're going into a wave where there is speculation and tests that, oh no, you don't have to touch a person or kiss a person. This shit might actually be airborne.
Yeah. You heard that, right?
Yeah, I've heard that.
So now you have to fight the new airborne situation of this thing.
Airborne.
What are you trying to say about my blackness?
No, MacGyver thought a different one. I know what you were thinking.
Where's the chicken?
I know which one he's thinking about.
What's Bonnie?
No, it's his favorite category on Pornhub.
What's up?
So I think, yeah, once it gets to that, then it's going to be like, oh shit, we actually have to like combat this. Now that's going to take we are how many months now? January, okay, December. Okay, no, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. It's 9 months and we have not made leeway.
We're getting worse.
And we're getting worse.
December, this December is going to be crazy.
America is actually seeing. And did you hear what Trump said?
Mm-mm.
This is the craziest thing because we spoke about him earlier on. He was so excited that he aced a memory test. He even said it by himself. He says, like, I aced a memory test. And you know what that test has? They draw three animals and you have to name. This is an elephant. This is a lion.
You're lying.
I kid you not.
You're lying.
I kid you not. Like, draw a crop.
And that's a person who wanted to be president, by the way, Ghost Lady.
I kid you not. He was making a big hoo-ha about it because I'm back to watching CNN now because America went, they were spiking, and then they went down during lockdown, and then they opened the country. Now their numbers have gone up.
Hmm.
And you think, what, we're going to be normal next year in April? No, my friend. We are going to be a new normal.
This is, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. This is the new normal, bro.
Yeah, but what if we live in a world of the new normal is that we do whatever we want, but you know that you could just die of a flu. So that's the normal. Like, hey, if it's a thing that, oh, my friend died and it was because of corona, that's why, and it becomes like it's expected.
But a flu is more prevalent during a certain season.
Yeah, but I'm just saying now we're dealing with the new normal. Remember, you're saying
a flu that's all year.
Yeah.
So but you're just dropping like flies, Mus.
Yes. So it's that dropping like flies.
And you're still going to go to groove.
Knowing how somebody's going to go and...
Kulang zofela kon. Hey, we out here, man. Fuck, we could go on for another 2 hours, but we gotta cut this, man.
Thank
we out
guys.
Here, podcast and chill. Make sure you grab your grandeur. Road to 50K.
Subscribe,
Ghost Lady. We're gonna reveal like
100,000, 2,000,000, 50,000.
Wait, hang on.
Listen carefully.
Listen properly. Listen properly. Imagine if he had to read the numbers now.
We out here, man. Boom. Podcast with you.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side looking just so good. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Ba 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 ba. I participate in McDonald's.
This week at Macy's, discover big savings on fashion and home essentials. Keep warm and stay on trend with specials on coats for him and her, 60 to 65% off. Get 25% off women's shoes for any weather. And refresh your space with select Charter Club bedding and bath collections, now 50% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.